All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, and that means it is time for Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, your favorite pro wrestling promoter on the internet. This week, we're coming to you from the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And we've got some roster changes as they start coming in now as more and more of the contracts are now coming due. We have a departure. Sadly, Savannah Jack has said he does not want to re-sign with the PWA. But we have a newcomer. Jimmy Wang Yang has come in and signed a two-month contract with the PWA. We'll see how that goes. And these two guys are in our opening match. But we also have a number one contender match for the television title. Steve Armstrong, the former champion, a couple of champions back, facing off against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, still seeking that fifth television title reign. We also have a Texas Tornado match with Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden facing off against the monster heel David Von Erich and Terry Gordy. And to put some balance into this, because Jimmy Golden is the television champion, his title is on the line the first 15 minutes of the match. David Von Erich's title is on the line for the entire match. So you have television title versus American heavyweight title. That is going to be a great match with these four guys who definitely do not like each other. But let's wait for that match, as that is our great main event. Let's start it off. Newcomer Jimmy Wang Yang facing off against the departing Savannah Jack. And Jack quickly gets fed up with the Asian cowboy gimmick and walks away. Nick Patrick counts him out. Jack goes over to Lance at the interview desk and declares that he is done with the PWA. He has no plans of ever returning to this crackpot promotion. So your winner, by countout in a time of 15 seconds in his debut, Jimmy Wang Yang. Next match has former television champion Nightmare Ken Wayne facing off against Leaping Lanny Poffo. And Lanny destroys Ken in a basic squash match. The former TV champ had a moment, but Lanny was just too much for him, getting the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Next match has Mance Warner facing off against Italian Stallion. And Mance and Stallion have a great match, but Stallion got a quick win after springboarding Mance into a back suplex in a time of 4 minutes, 37 seconds. Now we have the number one contender match for the television title. Steve Armstrong versus Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. And Buzz and Steve have one of their classic matches. Buzz ends up with the win after Dylan trips Steve, causing him to stumble into a DDT in a time of 9 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winner and new number one contender for the television title, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. Next match has one of those great classic early 90s feuds from Memphis highlighted as Eric Embry faces off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Eddie and Eric have a great match, and Eric has the advantage for most of the match, but Eddie gets the win after throwing a fireball in Eric's face in a time of 7 minutes, 16 seconds. Next match has PG-13 facing off against Rough and Ready. And these two teams have had their issues in the past, but PG-13 gets a quick win after an elevated flying neckbreaker on Ruff in a time of 17 seconds. PG-13 is back and are not messing around. Next match, half of the American Tag Team Champions, Fly and Brian Pillman, facing off against Shane Douglas. And Shane just destroys Brian, keeping him grounded for the entire match. Shane gets the win with a camel clutch submission in a time of 3 minutes, 38 seconds. Much faster than maybe that match should have gone, but that's how fast the match went. Next match, former tag team partners, Ravishing Rick Rude facing off against Chris Candido. And they have a great match. Dillon tries to get involved, but Rude takes him out with a solid right hand. Chris takes advantage and rolls Rude up, but Rude rolls through it. Rude lands in the ropes on the corner, but Tommy Young counts Chris's shoulders down. Your winner, Rick Rude, in a time of 8 minutes, 53 seconds. Now, these have all been rather short matches, but now we get to the Texas Tornado match. Bubba Ray Dudley and television champ Jimmy Golden facing off against American heavyweight champion David Von Erich and Terry Gordy. Both titles on the line. If Golden gets pinned in the first 15 minutes, he loses the title. If David gets pinned, he loses the title. And all four men brawl in an awesome match that featured all three PWA referees. As in a classic Texas Tornado match, no tags, really no disqualifications, no countouts either. Just fight until somebody gets pinned or has to submit. And this match is brutal, with weapons being used all over the building. I even get involved as Bubba tosses David through my office door. Bubba slams David's head onto my desk, and I pick David up with a double underhook powerbomb onto the desk. Jimmy finally gets the pin on Gordy after a Russian leg sweep off the entrance ramp into some electrical equipment in a time of 57 minutes, 9 seconds. Your winners, Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden. Jimmy Golden is still your television champion. David Von Erich is still your American heavyweight champion. One of the great things about a Texas Tornado match is it can be so wild, and it can last forever because you've got so much action going on, and especially if you try to only do it with one referee, because I've seen those in especially 70s and early 80s WWF, and that just, you knew that was going to be a shambles because one referee cannot keep up with it. So I put all three referees in there. Yes, I get involved as well, taking my pot shot at the monster heel because he's wanted to take him at me. I let him have it for once. How will he react? You'll have to find out next week. As we begin the loop again around the circuit, coming from Minneapolis next week, back in the home of AWA, and maybe see a few things that might have happened in the AWA. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, and the Wrestling with Theology podcast, and we will see you next time.